And I'm joined now by Westall's Knights Head Wrestling Coach Scott Vaughn on the Weekly Wrestling Report. And a big day on Saturday, Scott. Of course, it was the Division II Team Duels Regional Tournament. And, of course, you came through, Westall's, with the title, the Regional Championship over Claymont, with wins over Carrollton and Claymont. Take us through that.
Yeah, exciting but stressful day. You know, talking to the team and kind of planning with the coaches as well. We knew all the duels between, you know, every team was going to be tight. You know, it was four pretty evenly matched teams, especially depending on the matchups. But I got to say, I'm so proud of my wrestlers. They wrestled hard. And, you know, we were the number seven seed, so essentially the last seed in our region. And we lost to Claymont significantly earlier in the season. I know we were missing a few guys, but it would have been very easy for them to look at that last result and kind of concede. But also, you know, we were down 17-32. So on top of losing to them before, you know, they could have seen that score and kind of, you know, just thrown in the towel and given up. But I'm so proud of how hard they wrestled. We ended up winning against Claymont 39-38. We had wins from Wyatt Crabb, Peyton Martin, Loudon Dixon, Cam McCluggage, Lincoln Gones, Easton Ross, and Dylan Sowers. So that duel was huge. I know Claymont was the number two seed, and, you know, they certainly probably thought that, you know, they were going to get by us, especially from previous results. But, you know, I explained to the kids, you know, we got to focus every day on just getting a little bit better. And if you're getting a little bit better every day, by the end of the season, you make so much growth. And you know, they don't see it day to day. But, you know, you see a situation like that where early January, we wrestled Claymont. We got beat by, I don't know, it was like 20-25. And then we can come back and make such a big difference that, you know, we ended up beating them. And especially in an important moment, too. So that was huge. And then, yeah, in the finals, Carrollton beat Beavers. We had Carrollton in the finals. And again, we were behind 18-30. And, you know, the kids came back and we ended up winning 37-30. And it's not only the kids that won. You know, we talk about minimizing the damages and losses, and we did that in several matches, which were big reasons why we were able to win that duel. But kids winning matches against Carrollton, Liam Angle, Peyton Martin, Gabe Umstead, Loudon Dixon, Lincoln Gones, Cam McCluggage, and Easton Ross and Dylan Sowers. So I can't say enough about how well they wrestled. I also want to say something about, you know, our crowd. Everywhere we go, it seems like it's a home event. You know, just the crowd roaring, especially against the Claymont duel in that first round. They were so loud. We travel so well. I can't say enough about our crowd and our fans and the people that come to watch our away events. I mean, that definitely, especially in duels, that plays a huge part in that momentum factor whenever, you know, a kid gets a win. The crowd's cheering. That gets the kids excited, too. So overall, just a great showing from the wrestlers and, you know, our wrestling community as well.
Exciting day for all that to happen. And all those you mentioned, kind of a stressful in both matches here, Scott. I thought it kind of appropriate how it kind of played out because it was a team duel and it took the entire team to make that happen.
Yeah, we actually were just talking about that. You know, I explained to the kids that everybody now gets to be a state qualifier. Not everybody gets to be on that individual state qualifier board, but whether you were a starter, whether you were a backup, everybody plays a part. You can't wrestle by yourself. You know, you can do some shadow drilling. You can do some little things, but you got to have a partner to get better. And you got to have people pushing you too, you know, kind of nipping at your heels and making sure you're staying on your toes because somebody's coming for your spot. So it's so important that those kids understand that they were a part of that too. You know, the kids that weren't starters, the kids that didn't wrestle, but you know, everybody plays such a huge part in that. And yeah, I love that event. You know, it's obviously more fun when we qualify, but it's so exciting in those dual meets, and especially whenever it means a little bit more because you get a chance to wrestle at state duels. But yeah, it's awesome for those kids. I love it for them.
Great day for the varsity. Also, the middle school wrestlers in action on Saturday. They finished up in seventh place at the OCC tournament at Ashland. Bryson Steiner finished up as the heavyweight champion.
Yeah, so before we talk about them, you know, you look at the team scores, and they were a little bit deceiving. I can't remember if we talked about it last week, but the kids that wrestled in the first round of OAC districts, unfortunately, because of the OHSA rules, they weren't able to wrestle at the conference tournament. So we were missing several starters, and even, you know, some of our kids that weren't varsity ended up wrestling at district. So we had a fraction of our team, but, you know, what the nice part about that is a lot of kids that maybe didn't get a ton of varsity action or that weren't starters got some really good experience in this OCC tournament, which has, you know, a lot of good kids. You know, Ash is a very good team traditionally. Madison's a good team that they've put together, and they've been strong at the high school. I think they're going to be even stronger here in the next few years. So we ended up placing seventh, but we had Bryson Steiner as a champ. He's grown tremendously this past season. He was a first year wrestler last year. I love watching him wrestle. He's extremely aggressive. He gets after it, which I love. Clint Burgett, who's wrestled for a while, he's done a really nice job developing in the past year. He got second place. And then Jake Lennington who is maybe one of the scrappiest kids that I've seen in a long time from our middle school. He took fourth place. So good showing by the middle school and good experience for those kids that weren't varsity all year.
That is for sure. Of course, on Sunday, the attack team wrestlers in action for the OIWA district qualifier over at Beaver Local finished up in fourth place.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember the numbers here. I want to say it's 19 or 20 kids qualified for the district tournament, which has to be, if not the record, close to the record. And then we had the most state qualifiers we've ever had this weekend, which is amazing. And I would say about a third of the qualifiers, maybe a little less than that, but they weren't even starters last year. I know Mason Hart was highlighted by Coach Maddie. He just got his starting spot here towards the end of season. He's been, you know, an all-star wrestler, you know, for the majority of the season. So that just shows to the depth of our youth team and, you know, the job that, you know, Coach Maddie and his staff have done with them. So we'll go over the alternates first. Lane Taylor, Casey Pendleberry, and Sawyer Miller. All three had heartbreaking matches in the fifth and sixth place match, but they ended up taking sixth place, which is an alternate spot. And then our state qualifiers, Austin Spring, Mason Hart, Jordan Vaughn, Dawson Miller, Silas Larimore, Everett Tuatama, Chanson Hart, and Fletcher Hawkins. They all qualified for state. Great showing. The team took fourth place too, which the top four or five teams were pretty heavy hitters. So great showing by the attack team this weekend at Beaver.
Certainly it was. And looking ahead to this week, of course, the varsity will be back in action this Wednesday, a home meet, as they'll take on John Glenn Dalton in Ashland in the Dungeon.
Yeah, it'll be a nice set of duels. So it'll be a super try. We'll have two mats. It'll be two rounds. West Holmes will wrestle John Glenn. Ashland will wrestle Dalton. And then the winners will face off, and then the losers will face off of the first round. So I'm excited about Wednesday. It'll be senior night, and we have quite the senior class to celebrate between Grady Hawkins, Dylan Sowers, Cam McCluggage, Loudon Dixon, Peyton Martin, and Gabe Umstead. So very talented senior class. They've, you know, we're talking about the state duels. They've qualified for the state duels now three out of their 4 years at high school, and they've been a huge part of that. A lot of those guys have been starters several years throughout their high school career, if not, you know, every year. So I'm excited to celebrate them, and it's going to be a nice duel meet to get ready for the state duels as well.
Coming out and support the wrestlers at Westles, especially the seniors on senior night. And just a reminder also, in addition to that, we will be live streaming that match on Wednesday on the WKLM YouTube page, so look for that as well. Then on Saturday, of course, the big day once again, Scott, for the varsity. We talked about capturing the Team Duels regional title. They'll be in the state tournament this Saturday for Bishop Watterson.
Yeah, so we'll be at Bishop Watterson Wrestling. I believe we'll begin at 2 o'clock, so we don't have our seeds or the bracket out yet. The coaches still have to enter their information, and the coaches get together and they vote for seeds. So once the seeds come out, we'll have the bracket. We'll know who we wrestle first round. But yeah, so it's a top eight. So we essentially are all Ohio by qualifying for the state duels. But we're looking beyond that. We're looking to, you know, try to go as far as we can. And, you know, obviously a state title is always the end all goal there.
Absolutely with that, that's for sure. And looking at the middle school wrestlers in action this Sunday for the OAC Junior High District State Qualifier over at New Lexington.
Yeah, so that'll be the second round of junior high districts. Those that didn't qualify the first round or the kid that chose not to wrestle that first round, they'll try. I believe we have the majority of our team that didn't qualify the first round or didn't wrestle. I think most of them are going to wrestle. And I think that shows a lot of the competitiveness for our middle school team. You know, those kids love to compete. You know, Coach Wilcox and his staff do a great job getting those kids to buy in and really work really hard. So I'm excited to see how they wrestle. Unfortunately, I'll be at the tag team state tournament, so I won't get to watch them wrestle this round of districts, but I'm excited to see how they wrestle at New Lex.
Well, you mentioned the attack team in action also Sunday at the OIWA state tournament over at Glen Oak.
Yeah, so those eight wrestlers that qualified for state, they'll be wrestling at Glen Oak. Wrestling will be Sunday, and I believe it starts at 9 a.m. And maybe if we're lucky, we'll get a couple of those alternates in. But yeah, I'm excited. You know, we got a couple of those kids. I believe Dawson Miller and Chanson Hart qualified last year. So, you know, that's not new business for them. I know they're looking at getting onto the podium. I believe Chanson placed last year. So we're going to be looking for the leadership from those sixth graders to help out those kids that haven't qualified before, because that can be a big deal. And, you know, sometimes kids can get nervous in that state situation. So I'm excited to see them wrestle. I think they're going to do really well. It's a really good group of kids that work really hard, and I'm excited to see them compete.
Well, as you mentioned, it should be an exciting week, really, for all the levels this week. So it should be a lot of fun. Scott, I appreciate your time, as always.
Yeah, I appreciate you as well. And I look forward to seeing you guys out there on Wednesday at our home track.
All right. That is the voice of the West Coast Knights head wrestling coach Scott Vaughn on the weekly wrestling report.